Grace and peace be to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. One of my favorite people that I met in my second congregations was Ann Morgan. Ann was a beautiful Christian woman. She was the kind of person that when you were a visitor in the church, she would make sure that she went up to you to welcome you to the church, to ask you to come back and visit again. She was a compassionate person. Her job was as a social worker, working for the Society for the Blind. She was also active in our church, both on Altar Guild and our women's groups, and also in our social ministry committee. Ann Morgan was a lover of people and a lover of God all the way back to the days when she was growing up in Ohio. And she also grew up as a Lutheran. She loved our history and our theology. She loved talking to people about Jesus. She was a beautiful Christian woman. And she was one of my favorite people. After I had been there a few years, in the summer, I had noticed that she had put on an unusual amount of weight around her abdomen in a very short period of time. A month later, she told me that she had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and she was going to begin treatment. She went through a variety of treatments through the fall and in the early winter, and then finally got to the point where there wasn't too much to do. On a cold February, on an Ash Wednesday, I decided to go over to her house to bring her communion and to provide the imposition of ashes. I said the words as I put the ash on her forehead and the sign of the cross, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." I'll never forget it when she looked in my eyes and she said, "Pastor, I think it's going to be sooner rather than later." Within the week, I was once again gathered with Ann's family, and I shared these words with them in prayer. "In the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, we commend to Almighty God our sister Anne, and we commit her body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The Lord bless her and keep her. The Lord's face shine upon her with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon her with favor and give her peace." The custom of using ashes dates back to the Old Testament. Ashes symbolized mourning, our mortality, and penance. The prophets of old called the people of Israel to repent of their sins when they had strayed from God's vision and plan for humanity. The prophet Daniel, when Israel was taken into bondage into Babylon, wrote, "I turned to the Lord God, pleading in earnest prayer with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes." Jesus cautioned his disciples to be earnest in their religious rituals. Piety, the faithful observance of one's religion, should always focus on God and our relationship with him. But the practice of ashes as a sign of mortality and penance continued in the early church. In his book on penance, the early church father Tertullian of the second century prescribed that the penitent must, quote, "live without joy in the roughness of sackcloth and in the squalor of ashes," unquote. In the early Middle Ages, Christians who had committed grave faults were obliged to do a public penance. On Ash Wednesday, the bishop would bless the hair shirts that they were to wear through the 40 days of Lent and sprinkle the ashes over them, which had been made from the palms from Palm Sunday the year before. Then, while the faithful recited the psalms, the penitents were turned out of the church because of their sins, like Adam and Eve had been turned out of the Garden of Eden because of their disobedience. They were not allowed to enter the church again until Maundy Thursday, when once again they were allowed to join the community in prayer and in the celebration of Holy Communion. Later on, that practice came to include all Christians in recognition that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And today, the church offers ashes in a variety of ways for sinners to confess to God and for them to seek the renewal of their lives. The smudged ashes are our confession and recognition that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. The ashes on our foreheads are a sign of our disappointment and sadness over those sins and our desire to seek true repentance, to turn around and to turn toward the God who saves us. The ashes on our foreheads form the sign of the cross. This reminds us that Jesus Christ is the only one who can remove our sins. And he did this by his suffering and death on the cross for us. It is a sign that you and I are sinners. And it is a sign that our Redeemer has come to love and to save us. And so we wear that black mark on our foreheads. We recognize our unfaithfulness to God. We mourn our failures and our shortcomings. We understand that our sins, our brokenness with God and others, kills us spiritually. We take this time of Lent, these 40 days, to return to God and his saving gospel. We repent. We pray. We give to those less fortunate. We fast. We turn to Jesus and his cross of salvation, forgiveness, and grace. The ashen cross marks our death and yet also stands as a reminder of new beginnings in Christ. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It is both our end and our hope. Through our repentance, we receive God's forgiveness, and in our death to sin, we are born into eternal life. As our liturgy proclaims, God does not desire the death of sinners, but instead that they turn to him and live. Live with holy purpose and divine love for others.